Beaver Dam boys tennis team is working their way through the regular season, one that Mother Nature's probably thrown a monkey wrench into it. We're going to bring in head coach Ross Damon. Coach, I know weather hasn't been great. Just what's it been like with your squad here so far this season?
Yeah, we've been struggling to get on the court for practices and matches so far. Just a lot of time inside in the field house and in the weight room. The last few days, we've finally been able to play a little bit, so finally getting our players some experience out on the court.
So when you have to go inside, like say into the field house, what kind of things do you do in there? That
practicing inside with tennis is quite a bit different than outside. The ball doesn't bounce quite the same. It's to see with the lights in the field house. So we're doing a lot of small ball stuff, working on volleys and trying to do like our service motion, and then a lot of hand-eye coordination and footwork and agility.
Coach, now can you talk about how your season's gone so far?
Basically, our motto this year has been, if it's dry, we're outside, which unfortunately it hasn't been dry too often. We have 9 matches under our belts as of right now, 2 of those being in invitationals.
Coach, let's talk about your singles first. Talk about the guys that are playing singles for you here for Beaver Dam.
This year we have a pretty experienced lineup. We have Colin Pfister playing number 1. He's been a varsity player all 4 years. Miles Nample, number 2. That's a familiar spot for him, too. We have Alex Whitnable, another senior, playing number 3. He played doubles for us the last couple of years, and we moved him over to singles for this year. Then we have Lorenzo Tesh playing number 4 for us, who's another, he's a junior with some varsity experience from the last 2 years also.
Coach, talk about your doubles teams. Who's playing doubles for the Beavers this year?
Right now, our number 1 doubles team is Riley Doyle and Chris Breaker, a couple of juniors that have played varsity tennis for us the last 2 years as well. At number 2 doubles, we have another senior, Evan Stearns, teamed up with Jackson Brook. They were our 3 doubles team last year towards the end of the year and jumped up to 2. And then our number 3 doubles so far this year has been Braden Stiglitz and Matteo Hoffenstein.
Coach, how do you go about picking and choosing doubles players and singles and where you slot them, you know, 1 through 4 and such? As a coach, what do you look for and how do you determine like where you put kids?
Singles players, we're looking for players that can be very consistent, good ground strokes from the baseline, decent serve if we can, but ultimately we just want good all-around consistent tennis players there. Trying to fit them into the lineup. Singles is, I don't want to say it's cut and dry, but you can put them out on the court and say you're going to play each other and we'll see who comes out on top. Doubles is a little bit different. Doubles is more of an art form. We're looking for players with good serves, players that are really aggressive and are really good up at the net. In doubles, if you can control the net, you can control the match. So we're looking for players with good volleys, good overhead. There, when we're trying to figure out lineups, we're kind of shuffling them up a lot at practice, just seeing who meshes well together, who has some good chemistry. From there, we just have to make a judgment.
So there's a case where you could have a kid that's really good in singles player, but maybe his game wouldn't transcend into doubles and kind of vice versa?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Singles and doubles are very different. Singles, it takes a lot of patience. You got to really work the points. The whole mindset in doubles is get up to the net and put the ball away.
Coach, I know you're trying to build the program. Are you happy with the progress you're seeing in tennis? Like numbers-wise, where is the Beaver Dam tennis program at?
Numbers-wise, we're okay. We'd usually like to see 20 to 30 kids out. We have 17 this year. We are going to be graduating quite a few seniors. New this year, we're starting a summer school program. So it'll be from second grade all the way up to eighth grade. So that'll help kickstart our program and maybe build a little more for the future as well.
So if somebody's looking to maybe get their child involved in the summer program, how does that work?
They would just sign up through summer school. So I believe this year it's through Skyward, but just how you would sign up for any normal summer school class. Game, set, match is going to be a class.
Coach, just what are your expectations as we head down the home stretch of the season, days-wise, and I guess we're heading into the playoffs and the conference tournament. What do you look for from your team?
This year, we're looking to go above 500 in conference. So far, we're 1-2 in the conference, but we've already faced the 2 top teams, so looking to finish with a winning record in conference. And then looking forward to our postseason, we have our sub-sectional will be on May 20th. We're hoping to get several teams pass up sectionals into sectionals, and maybe getting our 1 doubles team into the state tournament is our goal this year.
Coach Ross Damon, I appreciate you getting us the results here at Daily Dodge and ESPN Beaver Dam for the Beaver Dam boys tennis team. It's been fun watching you, and I appreciate the time.
Awesome. Thank you.